Plus it says this week's pass rush by Lou Swope. Yes, I'm Moshe. The pasuk says that the famous story about the Ben Miriam the Abba Moshe, the Oidus, the Isha Bushis, the Shaloka, the Isha Bushis, the Oka. Moshe and Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moshe, the Oidus, the Isha Bushis, the Shaloka, the Isha Bushis, the Oka, he had taken a woman, Bushis, and Rashi explains the whole story over here. That Miriam and Moshe, that Miriam had. Miriam had spoken against Moshe Rabbeinu. Because he was purged from his wife. And Miriam tied that question, and why was Moshe purged from his wife? Because Hashem had come to him, and Hashem comes to him at any time. And he has to be tahor, and he has to be available. And Miriam was upset because Hashem speaks to us also. Moshe Dibber Hashem, Alo Gamponu Dibber, Vanishma Hashem, Hashem here. Plus it says, Vo'ish Moshe, Onov Ma'oid, Mikol Ho'odom Hashem Pneu Adom. Moshe Rabbeinu did not answer the Tainas. As Ramban says, Lahagi ki Hashem kino loy ba'avu an b'samusoy. Hashem was mekanef him. He's not going to get involved in the machlekas. He's not going to get involved in the argument. Even if he says he knew, but it's not so much that Moshe knew about this conversation. Miriam spoke with Aaron, and then Hashem came and told them that. But the pasuk here, the chorus, reveals a tremendous yisoid of boisai. The chorus could take out of here that people want to understand that the destruction of everybody, of Klal Yisrael, of time writes is in a lot of places. The destruction of Klal Yisrael, the destruction of relationships, the destruction of marriages, the destruction of everything is because of machlokes. Arguments, strife, that brings down yeshivas, that brings down moistos, that brings down marriages, that brings down relationships between roommates, machlokes, arguments. So how do we resolve arguments? Poshet, I have to be right. As I resolve arguments, it's one way. And the Torah actually tells us a different way, and the right way. A person avoids machlokes of boisai. A person learns midas fa'anova, learns to be humble, learns to be what the midah of anova means, that we'll explain maybe a minute what anova means. That is the koyach, that is the midah to which a person can be successfully battle the inyan of machloek. It's not good. B'emes, Ramban, famous Ramban, the Geras Ramban of Oisach. That would be secure. The Geras Ramban, page 681. So, a person should have a chance to read it if he can. The Geras Ramban, the person has a chance to go into the Geras Ramban to learn it, but it's talking an unbelievable Zach. But the Ramban says, Shema bini, v'altitosh. It's night, Tommy the Diver called Rabbi Nachas the Chol of Chleis, or Bezet in Otto Manakas, the Diver of Nachas. It's Aser, because it's in Otto Manakas, Tala, Alib Chamidas for Anova, Shehi Mida Toiva, Mikol Hamido is Toivas. She never ake of Anova USK. Of Avo Anova, Tala, Alib Chamidas Hayira, when you come to be this year, Kitite and Alim Choses Ramban Tommy, the Ayin Boso, Ulona Tahoilech, the Ashaat Rimi Vesele, the Hayach. What's Vidis Anova that Ramban describes in the Gez Ramban? Kitite and Alim Chot Tommy, the Ayin Boso, Ulona Tahoilech, Shat Rimi Vesele, the Hayach, of Avki Bemoischo. The Miat also did a different Hesh of the Melchakovich, Namina Shoman Shmesh Maloyahu. The Avki was the other. Through this midoy, sa'ela, midoy sa'anova, why is a person not happy with his lot? Why is he always complaining? Why does he need more? Why is there strife between two people? Because each one wants what he wants. He's not satisfied in his chelek. Why does that happen? Because the person's machshav, the I need to have it. I want this. And this person wants it, I need to have it. The I is working in the extreme. When a person realizes the midas hanova is pshat, there is no I. That's the pshat midas hanova. Midas hanova is the person who realizes that whatever I am, Kadosh Baruch Hu wills it. I'm pshat Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm espatal Kadosh Baruch Hu. There is no I. That's midas hanova. Midas hanova is recognition that it's all shot from Kadosh Baruch Hu, not me. For me, if that's true, what I'm supposed to have, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give me. And therefore, I don't need necessarily to fight and to strive. If I'm supposed to have Kadosh Baruch Hu, give it to me. I don't have to go out myself. I make my shtar, someone's in my way. Okay? Dovah Ruchni is a different shayla. But if Dovah Gashmi, I want to have. If somebody else is preventing me from having it, saying, I don't want you to have it, so I can back down. I don't have to continue the machloikas. Because I don't need to have it. If I need to have it, I'll have it a different way. Why? Because there is no I in Amidas Hanover. The problem is we all stand up for the I. Everybody's involved in, and the Rishiva of Shambhag, as a tzal, used to always say, Rishiva used to say, like a pun used to say, but he says, couples used to come before him, and he used to say, you know, what's the problem? You went out so many dates beforehand, well, you know, now you want to separate, what's the problem? You don't see eye to eye. Rishiva used to say, because you're looking with only one eye. In order to be successful, you need to look at both eyes, you need to see the other person's side. But the person's only seeing the eye. Mike Mitch. He's only seeing the eye. He's not looking with both eyes to see the person, seeing the other person, see maybe what that person needs. Why? Because the person is lacking me, this another. He's sorry to avoid machloikas of myself, which is destruction of everything in life. Machloikas, machloikas. For ish moisha onov mikol adam. What does that mean? Onov means you bottle the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Rabbi says. They get as Rambam. You bottle the Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's no one but the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever the Kadosh Baruch Hu declares and wants, we're gonna have it. As he says, "V'kasher tashuv tiri b'mishtish v'midas el tiyasomeh v'chalkecha." You'll be happy with your lot. You won't need to run after things. You won't need to fight. You won't need to strive. It will be a different world. Moshe Rabbeinu, here, it was saying against Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu says, so what? If they're supposed to say against me, either Moshe will take care of it. If it's not, it's right. Why do I have to get involved in it? What's the point? What's the point of getting involved in machloikas? What's the point of getting involved in arguments? What's the point of it? To prove your point? At the end of the day, so what? What's going to happen? And he goes, he must, the Rabban in his shtickle goes, the Rabban is very into this, he saw it. The Holy Ghost Rabban was his built on how to work on Midas HaNor, Rabbi Yisrael. And the Rabban says, unbelievable Zahar, at the end of his letter, Rabbi Yisrael, which is Choshev. The Rabban, V'chol yom shetikru ene ya'anucho min ha-shomayim, kashe yan alib cholisho al oilam. You be zirchot, but the La'anov in Tikin, Tikin, the person zirchot to Midas HaNor, which is the Yisrael of the Ghost Rabban, is he there? Gosh, Moses, in his world, it's chayt. This is an honor of a man. Bechalko, he's happy, but he's not into the gaiva of the eye. Gosh, bro, wants to bestow upon him everything. The power gets out. Gosh, bro, doesn't want a world of machloikas. Gosh, bro, doesn't want a world where everybody's eating up the other guy for supper. That only takes when a person's mamish involved in himself. He's so egotistical. His mamish involved in himself. It's everything's about himself and about himself, what he can do for himself, and how much he needs to get for himself. She's involved in that all day. So Avada, the world's going to have to suffer from him. You see it many times a person, the selfishness of the whole people that it's all 100% about himself. He's wrapped up completely, 100% with himself. And the male, that's why he has a hard time getting along with people. Everything bothers him. A lot of complaints. Because he's thinking about himself. And that leads to many, many illnesses, besides the illness of himself. A person sometimes wrapped up so good in himself, and that leads to illness because he can't get enough. And he's frustrated from his whole existence. A person learns to be an honor. A person learns that what the minister another means, it starts with understanding that I'm nothing. Who am I? Everything I have, everything I'm. And we once said, like the Gemara says, that another doesn't mean not knowing who you are, what your mind Hashem gave you, but understand that's not me. Not the I. Anything I do have is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave me. And that makes it so much easier to live in this world. Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted us to live in such a tzura. Because it's so wrapped up, it's so bekinah, so much everything going on by other people. So bekinah and besinah. All this is involved because he's wrapped up in himself. If he have a little bit of weave, he'd work on himself a little bit. The minute he's another voice, his whole halachah will be different. His way of getting along with people will be different. The people that are another voice, everybody loves them. They're not into themselves. Moshe Feinstein, unbelievable. Could have been into himself. He could have walked around with his anivas. So many could tell him that the another was unbelievable voice. Moshe Feinstein, people would come into his office, and people would call him with the most partial desire that he would answer everybody. I don't have time for you. I'm answering shows on business. A Russian woman would call him every week. What time is candle lighting? She could have asked the local neighbor down the block. The guy was sold, cheese down the block. What time is candle lighting this week? She could have asked anybody, but she called him. Moshe had time for the Russian lady that needed a leader to read a letter. She had her sister or somebody to send the letters in Russian. She didn't know how to understand it so well. She'd come to her Moshe to read the letter. Her Moshe would read her the letter every day. She said, Moshe, go out of there. Get out of here. I have to tell you about what type of dress she bought for her sister's cat's chasana. I have to tell you, Moshe has to read about that. The lady, yeah, he has time for that also. The president honor didn't hold himself big. Oh, the Moshe was the place that got door. I was running after. But he knew that the answer from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever I have, wherever I am supposed to be, it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I'm going to be more guy than this Russian lady. We lived in a world that we all wrapped up in who we are and everything about. A person has to have covered atzmi. But at the same time, we have to realize it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we're nothing in that land. We have nothing, and we're going to return to nothing. So why are we getting all hyped that I need to now, and I have to outdo this guy, I have to get more schnitzel than this guy. I have to get more food than this guy. Because the pshat is, we're thinking about ourselves there. And because of that, all our illnesses come from that. Rove illnesses come from a person's living a life of egoism. Most of the illnesses come. Because he has kinah because of that, he has sinah because of that, his tithe is because of that, all the heartache, always angry, all of that anger is a terrible thing, always the tension, because who knows, maybe he's going to get a bigger portion than me if he runs out early from the shrooms. And he's all nervous about the food, and he's nervous about this, and he's nervous about that, and money, and this, and that. His whole life is wrapped up in what's going to be. And if he lives, that's up to me, that's the Rabban Maisa Nikeres. If he lives a life of anova, so he's a man of Bechaldecha, whatever Hashem gives me is good, that's what's supposed to have. So his whole life is besimcha. He's not angry, he's not upset, he's not jealous, he's not anxious. His whole life is living calmly and coolly because he understands whatever I'm supposed to have, whatever is supposed to happen, because we're both taking care of it. And mainly he avoids strife for himself. This was the Yisod of Moshe Rabbeinu, the godliness of Moshe Rabbeinu, the one midah that everything was serving around. But each Moshe honor mikol ha'adar b'yisrael. And the Eza Hashem, that's the Yisod of Torah also. Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah was served because of his midah. Honor is one of the meters, and the Ruach Chaim writes in another place that we zirchot to the Anova of Moshe Rabbeinu, we zirchot to the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Even though it comes from Moshe, that's because we're not zirchot to the Anova. The Ruach Chaim writes, we zirchot to the Anova of Moshe Rabbeinu, we zirchot to his Torah. The Kodesh Baruch Hu would give us enough Torah. The problem is, not so, we're going to use the Torah in the wrong way, because we're Bali Gaiva. We zirchot to the Anova, and use it the right way, we zirchot to the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the Yisoid, and the Rabban writes, if you read this Igeras, you work on Anova, Tanuchim in the Shemaim, we zirchot to be answered, Shemaim, we zirchot. That my dream. Oh,
all right.